Old schoolhouses in Vermont live on as homes, restaurants, gift shops, and civic buildings. They're everywhere, if you know how to spot them. And Charlie Farrell knows exactly what to look for. Vermont Public's Lola Dufour has the story.
For close to 19 years, Charlie Farrell has been on this quest to find, photograph, and inventory every school in Vermont that's ever been. He drives around Vermont with a roadmap that he's covered in these little red handwritten X's. Those notations correspond with where he thinks former schoolhouses are. Most of the time, he's lifted their locations from Beer's atlases, these historic town maps from the 1870s. It's not a perfect method. He gets skunked a lot. But other times, he strikes gold.
I'm thinking that is a school. That is most definitely a school. Oh, it's even got the school bell out front.
Farrell is a retired middle school teacher and self-described compulsive collector. He set out on this project in 2006 after he discovered a book in his classroom on Vermont's historic inns and taverns.
And I was thumbing through that, and I started asking myself, you know, I wonder if anyone has done this with Vermont schoolhouses. So that prompted me to go to UVM's Silver Special Collections and kind of poke around and see if anyone had done such a thing.
He didn't find what he was looking for there, or in the state's archives, or at the Vermont Historical Society. And so the Vermont Schoolhouse Project was born. Nearly 20 years later, he's got a spreadsheet with over 4,500 entries and over 2,700 photos, although some may be duplicates. He's visited every town in Vermont, but he says he's only done an intensive road search in about 50 of them. His inventory, if ever complete, would therefore represent a unique contribution to the study of Vermont. Plenty of town historians have cataloged their local schools, according to UVM librarian Prudence Doherty. But what Farrell is doing is at an entirely different scale.
As far as I know, Charlie's the first person to really look at the history of all schools on a statewide basis in Vermont.
At least one other person may have attempted a similar feat. At the Vermont Historical Society in Barrie, Farrell came upon a trove of some 70 photos from the 1920s. The photographer was Arthur Wentworth Hewitt, who once served as the chair of the State Board of Education.
He was out in, a Model A, and he would often have his car in the photograph. So I had to smile when I first found this guy. I had to smile because sometimes I have my Prius in the photo, just like he did 100 years ago.
History, of course, repeats itself in more ways than one. Echoes of today's pitched debates about school closures and demographic change are everywhere in Farrell's research binders. One of his favorite stories is about the so-called Pearl School in Grand Isle. Around the turn of the 20th century, the southern part of the island became more populated, so after a close election, local residents decided to move the school.
So they jacked up the building, and they got their log rollers, and they got their oxen, and they rolled the school to its new location. The next day, they went to do some work, and the school was gone.
That's right. The school's former neighbors had, in the dead of night, stolen the building and moved it back to what they believed was its rightful place. Vermonters, it seems, have always felt very deeply about their local schools. For Vermont Public, I'm Lola Dufour.